I was standing outside a little while ago looking at the outside of the South Texas College of Law building, saying that it was created in 1923, celebrating the 100-year anniversary last year. Well, I entered these halls right in the middle of that in 1974. 27 months later, got spit out thinking I knew everything there was to know about practicing law and didn't know a damn thing. So it became very apparent to me that we didn't call it mentoring back then. It was just getting your ass chewed out. But that you needed some help to figure out how to kickstart your law career. And starting in 1977, so actually, Peter, you were being generous. I'm approaching the 47th anniversary in about 2 weeks. I was sworn in on Valentine's Day, 1977. We were living in the Wild West back then, in the maritime industry and the oil and gas industry. I was fortunate to be mentored, as a number of people that I see out here, by a variety of old-timers at that stage who were in their mid-40s, but nevertheless, who were very accomplished trial lawyers, had been with big firms, had gone to smaller firms, whatever the case may be, but they were always around, and they were always there with an open hand, an open door, available to discuss with you anything you wanted to discuss about the case, a case, any case, some aspect of the law in general, whatever it may be. And I think the reason they wanted to do that and were so receptive to all of that is because they were smart enough to figure out that my success, my co-associate success, was ultimately going to be their ticket out of here. They wanted that firm to be successful. They wanted that firm to grow and prosper because that was going to be their legacy. Back in the 70s, late 70s, the oil and gas market around in this area was booming for a few years. Then in the early 80s, sort of took a nosedive. But in any event, there was plenty of opportunity to work on a variety of different type of cases day in and day out. We routinely worked a minimum of 5.5 days a week. You'd show up on Saturday for at least a half a day, and you'd show up in a coat and tie. That was just the rules of the road back then. We might have lunch on Saturday afternoon after the end of a long work week, but one of the things that I was exposed to early on, we had a variety of clients that were overseas, but we also had a variety of underwriting clients here that were local and actual Tilly clients, we'll call them, that were here in the local area, Houston, Galveston, Beaumont, and so forth. And I would get drugged to lunch or some social function probably 2 or 3 days a week. Had the opportunity to meet all of those clients. And back then, not only did we have the client association that was afforded to us early on in our careers, but the maritime bar in general in Houston would make it a point to organize lunches or cocktail hours or whatever with their new team of associates each year so they could meet one another, as well as the other partners in the other law firms. And again, the reason being, well, we needed to meet our counterparts in these other firms because we're the ones that were going to be doing all the work with one another. The partners are going to be going out doing something else. So that became a very important part of the growth process, I think. I don't see those type of opportunities in the firms that I see around town right now because of this remote environment situation. And as Jim alluded to, I think it's somewhat troubling. Not that it can't be rectified, but I miss the opportunity. I still go to the office every day. I'm just an office type guy. I don't like working from home. I don't find myself to be that productive if I'm at home. It's too many distractions. I'd rather have the rigidity of an office environment. It's just a matter of personal choice. But when I get there, for instance, this morning's a good example. I went to the office early this morning before I came over here. I could have fired a cannon down the hall, it wouldn't have hit anybody. There's just nobody there. It's Friday. I doubt seriously it's any different right now at 1:20 than it was at 8 o'clock this morning, 7 o'clock this morning.